on the topic word creation. Yes, word creation. Word creation is the act and science of building and accumulating assets over a long period. Now, I term word creation as an act and science in the view that whenever we say something is an act and a science, it means that it follows steps, it follows methods, it has been tested and proven. And therefore, when you follow the steps, the principles, the system, you actually create words for yourself. Now, word creation is not based on the amount of money in your bank account, no. Word creation is based on the assets that you have. Now, one thing that you need to know is that the more you have assets, the more you have money. Yes, the more you have assets, the more you have money. There's difference between being wealthy and being rich. Yes. Now, do you know that a poor man can be rich within a blink of an eye? Assume that the world goes in his favor and he wins a lottery. He's rich. Yes. But there is difference between you being rich and you being wealthy. When you are wealthy, it means you have assets that generate money for you. But when you are rich, it might be that you have only one stream of income. And when that stream of income ceases, that means you broke. Yes, you broke. Now, one of the greatest way of creating assets for yourself is investing in your brain. And your brain is the one of the greatest assets God gave to humanity. Yes, your brain. Now, do you know that everything that took place on this planet Earth was based on the brain? Now, for the Bible says we have the creative mind of Christ. That means the brain of Christ is creative. And therefore, if you want to be rich, you need to first invest in your brain. You need to invest in your mind. Bill Gates became rich based on the investment in his mind. Thomas Edison created the bulb based on the investment in his mind. The Wright brothers created the aircraft based on the investment in their mind. So if you want to be rich, if you want to create wealth, you need to invest in your brain. Do you know what you invest in your brain determines who you are? Now, when you invest corruptive stuff in your brain, you become corrupt and you produce corruptive stuff. But when you invest insightful things, when you invest good things in your mind, when you invest things that will generate income for you, you start generating income for yourself and you start creating wealth for yourself. It's easy to create wealth. In this 21st century, there's nothing difficult that you cannot do. Everything is simple. But when you have Christ, it becomes easier. Start investing in your mind. Start investing in your brains. Stop those kind of cacophonous steps and start investing in your brain, because your gateway, your breakthrough, your access to wealth all start from your mind.